Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
US President Donald Trump has vowed to cut off all aid to South Africa over its land expropriation policies. Trump made the announcement last evening on his Truth Social platform, sparking an immediate sell-off in the rand. The currency's down 2% this morning to 19 exactly to the dollar, more or less unchanged against the euro at 19.43 and sterling at 23.30. To quote Trump's social media post, "The United States won't stand for it. We will act. Also, I will be cutting off all future funding to South Africa until a full investigation of this situation has been completed," unquote. It's less than 2 weeks since President Ramaphosa signed the new land expropriation laws into force. South Africa has received more than $8 billion in aid from the US over the last 20 years. That's around 150 billion rand. The dollar itself has also firmed sharply as a result of Trump's launching a global trade war over the weekend. He's imposed 25% tariffs on neighbors Canada and Mexico and 10% on giant trading partner China. The dollar is now 1.02 against the euro. Trump's blaming both neighbors for illegal immigration and insufficient action to curb the production and trafficking of fentanyl, the powerful synthetic opioid that has caused hundreds of thousands of deaths in North America. And Trump blames China as the source of the raw materials used to make fentanyl. Canada has already responded, with Ottawa imposing 25% counter tariffs on $107 billion worth of U.S.-made products, orange juice, peanut butter, wine, coffee, motorcycles, to name just a few. And Mexico is readying its own set of countermeasures. China's also preparing to hit back. One comment probably best sums up the global reaction to Trump's decision. It comes as a headlined comment by the Wall Street Journal's editorial board, which says, simply, "It's the dumbest trade war in history." Broader markets have also reacted negatively, with pressure on other emerging market currencies, not just the rand. Ahead of the weekend, the JSE All-Share Index closed up 0.3%, the top 40 up 0.4%, London's FTSE up 0.3%. In New York, the Dow down 0.75%, 0.75%, the S&P 500 down 0.5%, the NASDAQ down 0.3%. Tokyo this morning, though, is down 2.4%, Hong Kong down 0.4%, Sydney down 1.8%. Gold at 2,773, off last Friday's record high of 2,817. Platinum at 965. Bitcoin down nearly 10% to just over 94,500. Brent crude oil also easier, down to exactly $76 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.